Once again, the universe has conspired to force me out of my comfort zone and into the solo spotlight by creating an obstacle that was impassable for Karen's presence on the show today, so you're stuck with just me. But as with past episodes, I'll do my best to make up for it by bringing you one of the most fascinating guest experts we've had on the show. We've spoken about the law of attraction before. It's easily one of the most requested topics we've gotten to cover. So this time around, I'm incredibly fortunate to be accompanied by Bob Doyle, who is one of the featured experts and authors on the documentary The Secret. Bob has taken the metaphysical elements of the law of attraction and combined them with the science of neuroplasticity and come up with an ingenious way to help us mere humans to rewire our brains so that we can manifest the lives that we really want and not the one that we're forcing down on ourselves with our thoughts. My name is Will.
And I'm Karen.
And unlike Mulder and Scully,
we both want to believe.
So we've embarked on a journey of discovery.
We've talked to people deeply entrenched in the spiritual and metaphysical world.
We've thrown ourselves into weird and wonderful experiences. I even joined a coven of witches.
And wait, you joined a coven?
Yep, all in the interest of finding something.
Anything.
That will prove that there's something beyond this physical,
three-dimensional world we all live in.
This is the Skeptic Metaphysicians.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Skeptic Metaphysicians. And Bob, welcome and thank you for coming on the show.
It is great to be here. Thanks so much.
Now, this is an exciting topic for us. We have covered it before, but not quite like this. We're going to get into all the stuff about the secret and your process and all that kind of stuff. But let's set the table first and tell us your story. How did you come across the thought process or the motivation to talk about this law of attraction type of thing?
So it was not on my radar, and I'll try and make this as brief as possible, but I always wanted to be a broadcaster, and I still, that's at heart, that's what I am. I like to get on a microphone or on video and just, you know, be a goofball and entertain, and that's what I set out to do. And then, but when I did that for the first 7 years, I was in a major market, and I was just too low on the totem pole to be able to do all the crazy crap I wanted to do. So being young, I got impatient and just said, all right, fine, I'll go find something else to do. And that led to like jumping around from career to career, trying to find something where I could express myself creatively, because that's really what drives me. And I really believe what drives most people. If they're not feeling like they're being able to express themselves, that's when they start to get depressed and anger and all of the trouble starts. But nothing I was doing was bringing me joy or making me the money I needed. And it was just like I felt and I got pretty clear that I was not a great employee, more of an entrepreneur. Because of my, I want to do things my way behavior, which persists to this day, I can tell you. But so that seemed to be that. So any business I tried, any little idea just wasn't working. And that's what got me looking for answers down the more metaphysical path, because I was the son of, still am, of a school teacher. And so I grew up kind of like, you know, logical, analytical and all of that. And so this, as I was exploring the like more, what's the invisible reason that things are failing for me? And I'm looking at, and I'm learning about meditation and visualization and the whole concept that we can create our reality. And of course, something in me wants that to be true. And I want to believe that. But the skeptic in me was like, well, I don't know. But I studied and studied and studied. And that finally led me to sort of the quantum physics aspects of it. And that my mind liked, like, because suddenly thoughts and, you know, the energetic nature of our thoughts became more of a tangible thing for me. And I could see where, although I was saying out loud, I wanted all of these things in my life, what I was actually telling myself internally was a very different story about how hard money was to come by and how persistent debt was going to be, because that was my life experience. That was literally how I was wired. I wasn't using the wired terminology back then, but that guided all of my behavior. So when I started using some of these law of attraction principles to sort of change my mindset, like creating a vision board or whatever, and I started to get results, things changed in my life. And that ignited an enthusiasm for what I had learned. And that I kind of put it all together in this first iteration of a program called Wealth Beyond Reason. And I put it out there. It was 95% other people and 5% my input. But as that program grew and spread and all of that, I made a pretty important decision about who I was going to be in this conversation. I say this because it pertains exactly to what we're talking about and what I'm teaching. But I wasn't thinking about it in terms of how this was affecting my brain and my biology. But I determined that instead of being a facilitator of all this information, just sort of a conduit, I wanted to be someone who could actually deliver these concepts, make a difference, communicate them in a way that would make a difference. And as soon as I owned that as my way of being, that's when, if you will, I got all those downloads. You know, it's just like, oh my God, content is pouring through me. And it created this monster of a program. That program is what Rhonda Byrne, who created The Secret, found in her research. That's how I ended up in that project, because I think she wanted that voice, just the normal guy who kind of stumbled into this, wasn't in the personal development industry really for, you know, like not like Jack Canfield and Bob Proctor and all those other people in there. So I was just this normal voice who explained it in a grounded way. And I think that's just how she wanted that voice in there. As you can, if you watch The Secret, you can see there's all sorts of teaching angles in there. So that's how I got in that. So that's kind of part one of the story, and I'll breathe now.
So most of the people that are listening to our voices right now probably are familiar with The Secret and the principles behind it. Mm-hmm. But in a nutshell, for any of those who are listening who might not know the concepts, can you put them in a nutshell for us? It's really just thinking positive thoughts, or is it a lot more than that?
Well, here's the thing. The reason I do what I do now is because people spend a lot of time trying to figure out the law of attraction, what it is, what it isn't, what's the right technique. Oh, I'm doing it wrong. Oh, crap. I had a negative thought. I've ruined everything. All of that I've been listening to for 20 years. And because I had an aha moment about the law of attraction and the science of it early, I figured, well, if I could just give everybody that aha moment, they'll have the same results too. But I learned that people are all really wired differently, and that's not going to necessarily give them the results. What gives a person results is they change their inner conversation on an ongoing basis about what's true for them and who they have to be in the world to get the results they want. So it became after teaching and coaching these principles for 20 years and watching people get frustrated with themselves about the law of attraction and understanding it, that's why I've gone this way. But here's how I used to explain it. And a lot of people would use like attracts like, or what you focus on expands, and all of those. And that has truth in it. But I wanted to go a little bit more than that. And so what I would say is that we attract into our experience those things with which we are in vibrational resonance. So the universe is all energy, we're energy, our thoughts are energy. And the very nature of energy is if it resonates, it kind of comes together. And if it doesn't, you're literally resisting it. So that's how I would explain it. And I had these cute little diagrams and everything about showing what resistance was and how it would work and not heads nodding and all of that stuff. But when it came to implementing, that information was not what was important. Understanding the law of attraction and getting it. And it's fine if you're interested in, and this is a guy who spent two decades doing this. But what I'm learning is it's fine if you want to study all the ins and outs of it, great. But don't let that stop you from doing the important work that's going to create lasting change. Permanent transformation only takes place if your brain is wired to support new behavior to get new results. The law of attraction is absolutely working in the background, based on all the stuff we talk about, your energy and your vibration. But if you put so much focus on getting your vibration right and worrying about if you're doing it right, I'm telling you, I've seen it over and over. It just slows the process down. We weren't created with this ability to obsess over it. We were created with this ability to use it. We have this amazing brain that creates our realities with our imagination, and we're using it poorly for the most part.
And I guess that's where the neuroplasticity comes in, where you actually have to train your brain into thinking a different way so that it does stick. Because to your point, people are saying, oh my gosh, I had a negative thought, so that ruined everything. I had to start from scratch. In a very real way, one might argue that it's not one negative thought you've had, but rather an entire negative way of being. Subconsciously, your thoughts affect you without you even realizing it. So that one negative thought might be echoing feelings that you have within yourself at some point that are truly your real reality, right?
And this is the thing. We're not aware of all of that. It's so autopilot, it's so hardwired that we're not conscious of what's going on an automated basis. And we've got a truth that is created from all the input we received from age 0 to 7 or whatever. And we were just saying yes to everything. So we took on the values and beliefs of whoever was telling us stuff. And they may have very limited beliefs about what's possible for you or for people or their family or whatever. So it's not surprising that we get wired with this skewed version of the truth, but it's everybody has their own truth. And that's really an important thing to know, is that everybody's looking at the world through a slightly different lens, which is built around their wiring. And that wiring drives them into behavior. They make meaning out of a situation. And based on the meaning they make it, they're either going to take action or they're not going to take action based on that. So every result you have in your life, it comes down to how are you wired? So if you're not happy with the results in your life, it is always going to come back to how you're wired, the decisions you're making, the dreams you have for yourself. What will you allow yourself to do? Your brain is ready to learn amazing things even today, no matter how old you are. We learned to walk. And by the way, it took us a lot of time and we fell down a bunch of times and we didn't stand up and go, I guess the universe doesn't want it for me. And that's what law of attraction people will sometimes do if it doesn't happen 2 or 3 times in, because they go, well, I'm supposed to be in the flow. So I guess whatever. That's just, and that's the kind of like, it got the law of attraction conversation very easily gets into too much magical thinking. There's some great science behind it that seems magical, but people just want it to be what they want it to be. And it's not what everybody necessarily wants it to be. And I'm saying you don't even have to think about it if you don't want to.
Right. And you bring up a great point, because there is that whole woo part of it that says, well, maybe I'm not meant to have it at this point in time. So you're saying, in essence, in a nutshell, that you can have whatever you set your mind to. It doesn't matter whether the universe says you're ready for it or not. If you want it and you work the way that you're talking about, you could certainly have it as long as your vibrational frequencies align with that.
Let's get real clear on this whole paradigm of the universe wanting something for us. If the universe wants anything, it wants what we want. Instead of this whole concept of we're asking the universe for things, I invite people to turn it upside down and say the universe is asking of us to go be that person that we are filled with the passion to be. We've been given something very unique, the things that we want to do, the dreams that we have, exactly how we want to do them. And we've been given a brain that if we just send it the right information on a consistent basis, we can learn just about anything. You know, in anything and take on. And now, yes, it's going to take a lot of feedback and quote unquote failure. You're going to pay your dues, just like everybody who has ever succeeded and gotten the thing that you want. They did this journey too. But people get the law of attraction. Well, I just want to manifest all of it without the journey. Too bad, because you can't be that person without the journey. How are you going to be that person without getting there, doing the behavior that got you there? We used to talk all the time about the lottery winners, you know, they'd win the lottery and then it'd be gone. And it's not just because they were energetically not ready for it. They also weren't ready in real life. They didn't have accounts or investments set up. They had no financial sense whatsoever. So it's all logical too. It's all logical too. So if you want to have $1 bazillion or whatever, and you're really clear on why and who you need to be in that, you know, you'll do the things that the bazillionaires do, and they have stuff set up to make sure that bazillion does what it needs to do. They don't just sit around and wait for $1 bazillion and then go, well, I guess I should open up a checking account, I guess. I don't know.
Lots to talk about down that rabbit hole, but you reminded me of something else as you're talking. On your website, I went when I was doing a little bit of research on you, you have a quiz that people can take. It takes no time at all. I did it right before we started this interview just to appease my curiosity. And I came out as being a seeker. And on your site, after you take the test, there's a video that kind of has you explaining what this means really in the scope of who I was as a person and my lot in life when it comes to law of attraction and things like that. And you mentioned that a seeker, as I am, is always looking to find information and self-improve themselves and all that kind of stuff, but falls maybe just slightly short of implementing all the information that they are accessing. So you brought up a great point a little bit earlier about the fact that you, unless you actually take that information and put it to action, it's not going to get you anywhere. But if I'm a seeker, I'm curious, how many other types of people out there, and how could they be making mistakes?
Well, first of all, seeker is the number one, like by far, like 75% of the people are seekers. And that makes sense that they would find a quiz like that. They're looking to, you know, better themselves. They're listening to podcasts like this. So yeah, they're out there looking for ways to grow. And again, with, as with all of these types, there's nothing wrong with any of them. And just because you are, you fall into that type, it doesn't mean you're going to sabotage your success. The reason I have the quiz is for people who feel like they're doing all the right things, but they keep running up against very similar blocks. They sabotage themselves or something falls apart from the outside. Whenever there's a pattern, right? I say, well, let's go shine a light on your autopilot behavior and let's see how you behave in terms of transformation. It is a transformation personality type quiz. It's only about that. It's only about how you approach changing something significantly in your life. And so the seeker, you know, they get excited about things and they've tried this and they try that and they try this. But what happens is it's not always about action, because sometimes they'll take the action. It's just consistent. You see, our wiring takes place and it holds, and those neural pathways grow and become permanent because it's consistent. It's the same self-talk we're giving ourselves subconsciously decade after decade, which is why this process takes a little bit longer than the 3 to 7 days a lot of people will promise you. We don't know how long it's going to take for you to rewire, but I can tell you what you need to do, and that is to replace the auto. You've got to figure out what your autopilot wiring is so that you can become aware enough to change it. And that's why we have the quiz. So the other three types, just quickly, are the skeptic, which is what I would have tested as, you know, back at the beginning. And it's the person who wants, they want all of it, but it's like, well, I don't know, this law of attraction thing or whatever. The basic pattern of this type of skeptic, and again, there's certainly nothing wrong with being skeptical about things because it stops you from doing a lot of dumb stuff. But in this context, I'm talking about the person who every time they run across an opportunity that could make their lives better, they run it through the question, why won't this work for me? And if you ask that question, you're going to get those answers. But the skeptic could ask the question, how could this work for me? It's this, they can still, and that's still a question that comes from all the logic and reason that a skeptic wants to have, you know, to not make a dumb decision. But to ask a question, how could this work for me? If they start doing that when the opportunities come up, they're going to get those answers. And then maybe they'll actually step into one. The skeptic gets to be right about nothing working for them because they never will do anything because they poke holes in it before they even start. So they get that little, haha, I'm not going to be made a fool of, but they also never get to really grow the way they want to, because it's this kind of growth is going to mean that you're going to have to step through comfort zones. You're going to have to go through all kinds of belief systems. It's going to challenge everything about your belief system. So your skepticism of, you know, your skeptic nature is of course going to come up. And if you don't recognize and go, oh, that's just wiring, I'm going to take this action anyway, then you're always going to be stuck.
Full disclosure, about a year ago, when I first started the show, that 100% was me. Now, over the course of the last year, with all the conversations and dialogues that we've been having, I find it interesting that I have transformed into a seeker, because I'm no longer as skeptical as I was. I was afraid of being looked at as a fool by believing some of these things. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't really care, because I know what's real and what's not. Now, I just really, 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 really want it, but I don't want to work for it. So,
right. Well, that dovetails right into the third one, which is the wizard. And here's the thing also about these types is you might test for one or more of these in any given day, just depending on what's going on in your life. There's value in seeing that behavior from all of those traits. All you want to identify all your autopilot behavior. So the wizard is the person who, again, loves the ritual of it, loves the vision boards, loves the visualization, loves the meditation, loves the whole energy conversation and the resonance. They are manifesting, right? But they tend to run into the non-action piece. Like, the universe has got me on this. I don't need to, I'm not going to work. I'm not going to work that hard. But they just really need to understand that it is not them and the universe. We're all the universe, and we're working. It's a symbiotic relationship, and we're creating a vision for ourselves, and we're defining who we're going to be, and we're going to take action. And the universe, if you're going to go down that road, is going to deliver you the things to respond to based on your vibration. But you can also look at it and just completely not even think about vibration and energy, and just think about the logical outcome of changed behavior on your part is a changed response from the universe. the people you deal with. I mean, if you be different, they're not going to treat you the same. They can't. It doesn't make any sense. And that's how change happens.
So can you clarify, because it seems like the seeker and the wizard are pretty close to each other. What are
the seeker isn't necessarily a magical thinker. They just choose a lot of things. They could be very logical about their approach or whatever, and not be in division boards, or it doesn't matter. But the wizard is more, you know, has that sort of invisible edge to it. And I was, if I had been tested, I would have been skeptic slash wizard, because once I started learning about physics and the energetic nature of the universe, it did inspire like that wizard type of nature that we all do have. I mean, we are doing this, but there's action involved too. It's not just like we're waiting and then just, okay, here we go. It's a dance. Yeah. So the last one is people pleaser. And the people pleaser is a tough one because it's so emotional. And you almost touched on it a minute ago. But the people pleaser, again, they've been awakened to possibility for their life. They've got a whole new vision. They've got this passion burning. Maybe they saw The Secret. Maybe they went to Tony Robbins. I don't know what it is, but now they're ready to go. And they start trying to be that. And then mom gives them a look and dad says, what are you doing? And their friends go, what? Right? And everybody starts to squirm around them a little bit because of what's going on. And they make you feel less than or give you a look. You know what I'm talking about. And so the people pleaser gets shut down by that. They put their dreams on hold or stop them completely for the comfort, the alleged comfort of others. They don't want to have those conversations and they don't want to make those people uncomfortable. But here's the thing the people pleaser needs to really get, and I know they know it on some level. Them not following their dreams is not going to make these people any more comfortable. They have an inherent discomfort, which you poked at with your expression of your dream. It's still in there. And you haven't changed that. And meanwhile, you've given up the life that you're here to live. How do I know it's here for you to live? Because you're inspired to live it. It's not like accidental that you've got these passions. It's like there. So go for it. And if you don't, you're basically committing a form of spiritual suicide. Whose life are you living if you're not going to live the one you want? It's not theirs and it's not yours. It's just sort of this bleh. So the best thing you can do for those people, obviously, is go for your dream and achieve it. There is no guarantee they will get inspired and follow like you want them to and go, I see the light, right? They might, though, 100% better chance of them doing that if you do it. But meanwhile, you're going to go have your dream. You're going to attract a whole new group of people around you who see you for who you are, who support you and lift you up and continue on that journey. And it's not a struggle anymore. You don't need validation. Getting validation from a bunch of people who can't dream as big as you.
Well, it's about that time. We need to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more amazing conversation on the Skeptic Metaphysicians Podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
These are fascinating. And you can look through each one of them and go, yeah, makes perfect sense. I know someone in probably every single one of those buckets very, very easily. Perhaps maybe my own family.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'd say give them the quiz. Seriously, I mean, I don't know the dynamic there, but it is just sort of, it is all about shining a light on it in a way. And so if a person shines the light on themselves by taking a quiz, they don't feel like coached by somebody. It just depends on how people are. I know I'm definitely one of those people who, like, please do not offer me unsolicited coaching, because I'll, you know, I'll listen, but I'm like, I wasn't ready. I'll tell you when. So, and that's just how I've approached my entire career. Like, I've never wanted to force any of this. I don't debate any of these principles. And the thing with the law of attraction, there was a lot of that people want to debate about. Yeah, what about this? What about that? And I had a cousin who, or you can talk about, hey, you know what transformation is your brain changing. Everybody agrees that your brain can change. So it's just a matter of how do you want to change it and what do you need to do? And that's what my work is about. So there's no more going on for hours and hours about vibrational resonance or any of that. We get into what do you want your life to be and who do you need to be to have that life? And then let's just get your brain, let's just start telling your brain how to be that person. Just like when you learned a new language or learned how to cook or anything else, it's the same thing. You're getting new information, you're feeding it in, you're trying it on, you're putting it out into practice, you're getting feedback, you're making adjustments, and then the next thing you know, you're a different person.
It's a very nice little pragmatic package that comes with it that helps a lot of people like I used to be who don't really believe in all the woo. It's a really nice way of bringing, like to your point earlier on, quantum physics into the whole equation so that you can kind of wrap your head around how something like this could potentially work for you.
I don't even do the quantum physics. I just talk about neuroplasticity, the fact that our brain can change. And if a person once they get that and aren't going to obsess over the law, then I'll talk about the energy and the vibration and all of that stuff all day, as long as the person's not like depending on understanding that before they'll take an action that's going to make a difference for themselves.
So it's really just about changing the way you think. I mean,
at its core, yeah, it really is basically that simple. How are you processing information? What meaning are you making out of the input that the universe is giving you on a moment-to-moment basis? And what is that meaning? What action is that meaning moving you into? People really believe that they have free will because they feel like they're making conscious choices. But when you think about it, when you really think about it, all of those conscious choices are being created, determined by your wiring, which we have already determined may be extremely faulty and not in your best interest. And so we just have to, and so that's that owning that, like being able to just say, you know what? I don't know anything. Like letting go of all of that is huge. It's a huge first step. And the other thing you have to be willing to do, which is very difficult for people, is to let go of all of your limiting stories that you tell about why you didn't do this or how they did this to you or whatever, no matter how true, quote unquote, they are. If you continue to tell those stories and be that person, you will continue to get the result of that person because you will just use that to justify not taking critical action. And you'll say, but yeah, I know, but I'm hurting because of my dad or whatever. Okay, hang on to the story if you want to, but you'll never get where you want to go. Because guess what? That successful person doesn't tell that story. It's not in there unless they're telling it from a stage with no emotion until, you know, that was their jumping point. And I determined right there that I would never again. That's when you can tell the story, but you don't tell it to justify where you are ever again. Like the first time I get a coaching client or whatever, and they tell me the story, I go, okay, great. Now never tell that story again. And it's hard. Because that's their identity. And sometimes it's been their identity for decades or their entire life. And I'm asking them to basically give up their identity. That's one of the reasons why transformation is so challenging for people. Because if they're just focused on the stuff they want to attract, that's not enough. They need to know what's filling the void of this identity that I'm giving up. It's who you're going to be that's going to bring you the happiness, that's going to help you determine how all this stuff that you attract or manifest feels to you. Because I had the experience myself of manifesting the stuff with the empty feeling because I didn't adjust. Who am I going to be about this? You know, it's not like it's one thing to be the version of you who just wants it because you're lacking it. That's how so many people approach the law of attraction. It's like I want to attract all this stuff to fill this void in my life. And that energy, if you want to look at the energy of that, it's not very good. And it also doesn't move you into any kind of inspired action. You're still thinking like that small person. That small person doesn't take bold action. You have to create the bold version of you in your mind and use your brain to imagine and imagine and imagine and rehearse that behavior and let new wiring take place so that it becomes your new autopilot, so that your new autopilot response in life is quote unquote effortless.
So what about those folks that are just coming out of therapy? They didn't realize what their story was. Now suddenly they realize what their story is and now find themselves where, okay, I've realized why I've been sabotaging my life, and I need to move on from that. But therapists constantly talk about, you need to hang on to those thoughts, emotions, feel them, relive them, so that you can then move beyond them.
Well, I have lots of different ways to deal with emotion stuff. I mean, there's therapy, but if the net result of the therapy is hanging on to it, then clearly that's not going to serve you. Most of my stuff is around release techniques, like emotional freedom techniques, which you probably heard of. There's other ones that just help you deal with that emotional eruption that happens in those autopilot moments, so that it doesn't have to overcome you and overtake you and guide your next behavior. Because again, when you're in that autopilot response, if you're in upset, your body's going to produce a ton of chemicals. And it's going to be, even if you know you're in autopilot mode, it's going to be harder to not, you know, to change your behavior in that moment when you're overtaken by your own body's chemistry, because it's super, super strong. And it feels really true and real. And all of your reactions feel 100% justified. But if you've done the work ahead of time to know that that is just a wired response, it's not truth. And if you've done the work ahead of time to know exactly how you're going to be in that situation, then it's just a matter of doing it, trying it on, being it as uncomfortable as it's going to be, because we're growing here. We have shifted who we've been being ever since we were born. And we've done this, we've rewired many, many times, but it's all been mostly on autopilot. What we're talking, and over the course of years and decades, what we're taking on now when we're taking on significant personal transformation is we are trying to do that a lot faster than life normally does it. So we're going to feel the resistance a lot more than we do every day if we're just kind of coasting through life going on autopilot and seeing what, well, I'll just respond to this situation. If you're trying to make something happen and you have to be significantly different, oh my God, you're going to feel that a lot stronger than anything else. And if you can just celebrate it and go, yes, I'm about to grow, that's why I'm feeling this way. Other than, oh, this is too hard, or this means defeat, or the universe doesn't want it for me. Like, just expect that resistance to come. Use whatever tools you can get your hands on to move through it smoother, but just keep chipping away at that vision of this new self, and just know that discomfort is part of the growth process, and growing is what this is all about.
So I know that you've mentioned earlier that you really don't know how long it's going to take for someone to change their story, right? Some people say, oh, within 3 to 7 days, you get the life you wanted. I know it's hard to pin down a time frame, but if you had to guess kind of an average, like how much time does someone expect to have to go through this?
Well, here's the thing. There's scientific data that kind of is all over the place, like 45 days to form a new habit or new wiring. But that means 45 days of consistently new thoughts, not 45 days since you bought a program or read a book or saw a movie. It's every day you're correcting all the time. And that's what people don't do, because they just don't have the support system. Life doesn't give us that support system. We're surrounded by a bunch of people who probably aren't as big thinking as some of us are. And so we can run into all that resistance, and we don't have the support to move through. It's very easy to get stopped or slowed when you don't have either coaching or a group support or whatever, because we're talking again about 24 hours a day, your brain is doing something. It's sending some message. And if you're not overriding the constant message that's got you in the whatever place you're in that you want to change, unless you're overriding it on a consistent basis, which will seem harder at first than after a while, then how do you expect things to change? You can't expect life to change if you're just taking a few minutes each day to do a visualization or do a meditation or think a positive thought or post a meme. You have to be diligent about how your brain is working. This is serious stuff here, but so worth it. But it's uncomfortable piece that makes most people bail. And then the seeker will just go, oh, I'm going to find something easier. I'm going to find something easier. I'm going to find something easier. And then literally 10 years later, they're still looking for something easier.
I feel so attacked.
These are hypothetical people. Sure, well, I'm not talking about anyone in particular.
No, we know. We're poking fun at a situation because I'm uncomfortable, but that's just what it is. But the reality of the situation. So really, it is a radical lifestyle change for all intents and purposes. You have to live it It's not just a simple 3 to 7 day process.
If you want a radically different lifestyle, then it starts with a radically different way of being. And of course, you're not going to know exactly what that looks like or how that is right away because you've never lived it. So that's part of the process, too, of working with somebody to help you get that vision and think bigger than you can possibly think, because literally people just think small. I mean, they think they're thinking big and they're really thinking small because they just aren't used to it. And so they need to be shown, you know, that they can think bigger. And then that makes, like, if you think really ridiculously big and you get comfortable with really ridiculously, like, bigger than you need to have the life you want, then that area where your life is really where you want doesn't feel as big. And that, again, from the law of attraction point of view, we talk about what that's much better energy. It's more in resonance with whatever. But you will also, if you're feeling easier about things, feeling more at ease about living a bigger lifestyle, you will be different in the world with people and you will get different results. You'll take different action. You might be a little bit more bold. You might be tapped into a greater sense of creativity because you're not stressed about stuff all the time. And that's what's going to support this lifestyle.
Okay. So you've convinced me. What do I do? What is my first step towards making this change?
Well, your first step you took the quiz. So you now know at least, and now we've talked through some of the types. So maybe you've seen some of that behavior, you know, in some of the other types. So it's really about now that you know that, if you see behavior in your life that you know that is stopping you, like, okay, this speaks to me and here's a situation where I get into seeker mode or move or I, whatever, you know, once you, then it's about imagining, well, how would I like to be in that moment? Because really this is about transformation. My conversation, what I help people do is transform. So how do you want to change? How do you want to transform? What are some of the characteristics that you think you have now that might be slowing you that you'd like to have a more, you know, a different version of, to feel more empowered, to take bolder action, to get bigger results? Do you know why you want bigger results? Do you have that vision of your future? Have you imagined who you need to be in it? These are all like the starting things that I help people with. It's all like every day when I work with people, they have a thing to do every day, and the day starts with a visualization and ends with a visualization. And I would recommend this to you. So at the beginning of every day, I have people look at the day ahead. They know what they're going to do. Obviously, there's always surprises. But if you know you've got a thing and you know that this is a thing where sometimes you get into that mode you don't want to be in, that you get that behavior that I know this is not propelling me forward. So you get to imagine, how would the ideal me be in that situation? And you get to run every possible scenario of how it could go and then how you will respond as that person who's got it all together, who's just this is no problem. So you imagine that and you feel it, all that law of attraction stuff, really feel it, right? Because that's what's going to get the brain doing its thing. And then you go through your day. And then when that situation pops up, you try on the new behavior that you rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed. And then you see what happens. And then at the end of the day, to bookmark that, you look back at your day and you go, okay, where could I have done better? What was the situation where I got into autopilot? Maybe I noticed I did, maybe I didn't, but I'm noticing it now. How would I have liked to have been? And you run it and you run it and you run it. Sounds repetitive, but it's really, this is the reality creation machine we've been given. I mean, you hear about it in sports, athletics, you know, athletes who rehearse their 3-point shot and then boom, go do it, or, you know, that kind of thing. Our brain can absolutely do that. And we use our imagination to ruminate and worry. And we could be creating incredible behavior that's going to get us an incredible life.
And of course, there's no better support system than someone like you that has the skill sets there to help coach someone so that you're constantly keeping this top of mind for someone. So if someone wanted to reach out to you, obviously, the first thing to do is go to your website, which is meetbobdoyle.com. You've got the quiz on there. You've got lots of, books galore, courses. You've got videos. You have all kinds of stuff on that site. So I would urge you to take that step to go to meetbobdoyle.com first and foremost and take that quiz and then see if it's something that Bob could help you with. Bob, I'm convinced. I'm gonna reach out to you because I'm really curious to see how much further my life can go without those self-sabotaging thought processes.
Yeah, you'll be amazed. And here's the thing, just leaving this thought for people. I mean, we're all humans. We're all humans. And there's people out there who have done some incredible things. And there's people out there who have done incredible things that got started later than you are right now. So it's like, it just doesn't matter. You got to let go of any stories you have about why you can't and ask, how could I? How could I? Would I need help? Can I get assistance? Is there something? What do I need to learn? Is it worth taking 5 years to learn something I know nothing about so that in 10 years I can be living my dream? Hell yes, it is. Do it. Right? You do it. You invest. You're not going to manifest 5 years of knowledge overnight because you got a vision board. You're going to go be that person. And that person took the time to invest to learn whatever they need to learn to be the person, however long it took. But you start now wherever you are because you're never going to get there if you don't start.
Mom, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and sharing of your expertise with us and our audience. This has been incredibly fascinating, much more so than I thought. When you say you really are trying to make this stuff simple, boy, you couldn't have been more right. This is just about, like Nike said, right? Just do it. You're a great resource for those that are looking to do it. So once again, his website is meetbobdoyle.com. I would urge you to visit that site, take the quiz as soon as possible. Bob, thanks again so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Totally my pleasure.
And listener, thank you for coming along on this journey of discovery with us. Don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram under @skepticmetaphysician. As always, if you know someone that would benefit from hearing the messages we shared on this show or any of our others, I hope you'll consider sharing us with that person. It will help grow the show and may just help someone else come to terms with the fact that we're so much more than just this three-dimensional body that we inhabit. Now, if you're listening to this episode on the radio and you missed something, not to worry. All of our shows, including this one, can be found on our site, skepticmetaphysician.com. Don't forget that you can become a member of the Skeptic Metaphysician community for free there and enjoy the added benefits of discounts for services from some of our past guests, as well as a chance to never miss a show immediately once it's been published. Of course, we'd always appreciate a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to the show. That will also help grow the show and get the word out about these messages. I hope you've enjoyed this episode as much as I have. That's all for now. We'll see you on the next episode of The Skeptic Metaphysician. Until then, take care.